Hey Top 10 Go Here fam! Eager to step up your digital reading game this 2023? We've got you. Today, we're diving deep into the top 10 best e-readers of this year. Trust me, you won't want to miss any of these picks. If you're hunting for direct links, just peep the description below, and hey, if you're feeling the love, smash that like button and don't forget to subscribe. Let's dive in, bookworms. Starting off at number 10, we have the Barnes & Noble Nook Glowlight 4+. Out of their e-readers, this one's got a waterproof tag and sports the biggest 7.8-inch screen with 32GB. I'm telling ya, it's sweet to read on. I'm all in for those clicky page-turn buttons. Plus, jam to audiobooks with a headphone jack or just go wireless with Bluetooth. Just heads up, it's kinda slower than my Kindle and can freeze occasionally. Their e-book collection is vast and has some wallet-friendly finds. But, if you're vibing with BookTok suggestions, Kindle Unlimited still has the upper hand. And geez, getting a library book onto the Nook? It's like doing a tech dance, Adobe Digital Editions or Android file transfer downloads, hooking up to the PC, then transferring. Meanwhile, Kindle? Just a snap. Ninth on our list, we're talking tech with the Books Leaf 2. Heads up. Leaf 2 is not newbie-friendly. Runs on Android 11 and has a basic book selection. But dang, it's versatile. Google Play, e-reader apps, browser downloads, you can get almost any ebook on it. Looks a bit like Kobo's Libra 2 with customizable buttons. The screen? Soft lit, glare-free. Pretty smooth for e-ink. And hey, it's got a built-in speaker. Hello, Spotify. In a nutshell, Books Leaf 2 is for tech enthusiasts. Dive in and dodge those common ebook hassles. It's more than just a reader, it's a playground. Next up, say hello to the pocketbook era. Best pocketbook ever? The era. It's got looks that kill, beating most e-readers in the beauty department. It's a bit on the hefty side for a 7-incher, but it's balanced. The latest e-ink Carta 1200 display? Clear, scratch-resistant, and waterproof, IPX8. Contrast could be better, but hey, it's no deal-breaker. The Era's got a speaker you might forget about, but with Bluetooth, you can jam to audiobooks or tunes, MP3-ready. Just watch the storage. Battery? Epic. But, heads up, the interface can be a tad clunky. 4 buttons at the edge, all snappy, but holding one-handed? Might cramp your style. Its sleek design and metallic trim make it a head-turner. Got flaws? Sure. Still, it's a solid choice if you're weighing it against a Kobo Libra 2 or Kindle Oasis. At number 7, looking for a color e-reader? Most of them got colors like a faded old tee. Not the device's fault, just the tech. If you pushed us to pick, we'd go with Onyx Books Nova Air C over others like the Pocketbook InkPad color. Why? That screen and its OS. Its 7.8-inch display is perf for comics and manga. Plus, Android 11 equals Google Play Store. No built-in bookstore? No sweat. Just snag the Kindle or Kobo app, sign in, or up, and bam. Ebook galore. Bonus. It comes with a stylus. Doodle away. Just no notes on ebooks in the library tab. Downside? Nova Air C is pricey and a bit rare. Hold up, though. E-Ink's gearing up with a new tech, Gallery 3. Expect vibrant colors on future e-readers. So fingers crossed big names like Amazon and Kobo jump on this train soon. For those who crave luxury in their digital reading experience, check out number 6, the Amazon Kindle Scribe. It's the next gen, pushing the old Oasis to the side. Oasis was fab, but Scribe? It's faster, fresher, and flashier. Though it has that metal swagger like the Oasis, it ditched those 2-page turn buttons. But who cares when you've got that epic 10.3-inch screen to feast on? Yeah. It's chunkier and a tad heavy, but man, it's a joy to both read and scribble on. Speaking of scribbling, the Scribe comes with this cool stylus. Initially, its writing game was kinda meh, but Amazon's been leveling it up. Now, you can even read and sign Word docs. Though its writing feels all kinds of awesome, the Kobo Ellipsa 2e is still the king of writing tablets. The Scribe isn't cheap, no surprises there. Love the big screen vibes, but if you're all about reading and want to save some bucks, the Oasis is still golden. At the halfway mark, we have the Kobo Ellipsa 2e, game changer. Here's why. First, it's way friendlier than Kindle. Loads of file types, cool fonts, the classic Kobo perks like Dropbox Action, for those wireless note and ebook transfers, Overdrive, and that sweet pocket app for offline web reads. Wanna take notes or draw? Ellipsa 2e's tools pack a punch, beating the Kindle Scribe and those Onyx Books Note Air tablets hands down. With its 10.3-inch screen, comic and graphic novel fans will be on cloud 9, though it's all in black and white. And yay, it's faster and zippier than the older version, that's why we're swapping the original Kobo Ellipsa for this newbie on our top e-reader list. A tiny bummer, it doesn't come with a sleep cover like before. So, remember to budget for something to tuck that improved Kobo Stylus 2 away safely. Crashing in at number 4, we're back with Amazon and the Kindle Paperwhite 2021 edition. Water-resistant, ultra-clear e-ink screen, and brighter than a 100-watt bulb. While the basic Kindle 2022 is trying to snatch its crown, that 6.8-inch screen on the Paperwhite just feels right, especially stacked against those 6-inchers. Bonus. That cozy warm light for nighttime reads? Chef's kiss. Plus, it's slick, slim, and totally binge-readable. Originally, it sported 8GB storage. But hello, 2022. Amazon beefed it up with a 16GB version. If you're feeling fancy, there's the 32GB Signature Edition, with wireless charging, no less. But between us? The regular Paperwhite gives you more bang for your buck. Sure, it's on the pricier side for Kindles, but fingers crossed for an upgrade without the dollar jump. Still, it's the best Kindle choice, especially if you're all in on Amazon. On the podium with bronze, it's the Kobo Clara 2e. The Kobo Clara 2e isn't just about reading, it's got a conscience. It rocks the latest e-ink Carta 1200 screen, has 16GB storage, double its old sibling, Clara HD, and can now join you for bathtub reads with that IPX8 waterproof badge. Big shout-out to its eco-creds, made of 85% recycled plastic, with 10% being ocean-saving plastics, it's like the Captain Planet of e-readers. Also, USB-C charging and Bluetooth for those Kobo audiobooks are here. The usual Kobo awesomeness, adjustable lighting, library book borrowing via OverDrive, and a bunch of font choices, are in the mix. Using it feels as smooth as butter, with a super intuitive interface. One tiny hiccup. Battery life's a bit hit or miss. Might be just our piece or something a software patch can sort. Still, this upgrade from Clara HD is a total win, especially if you're not into Amazon's walled garden. Okay, budget bookworms, Amazon Kindle 2022's got your back. After chilling for 5 years, they've jazzed up the basic Kindle. First, that cool blue option? And eco peeps, rejoice. Like Kobo Clara 2e, it's partly made from recycled plastic. But here's where it's rad. The screen's had a major glow up. With the e-ink Carta 1200 tech, you get crisper pages and a sweet 300 pixels per inch resolution, a big leap from the old 167 pixels per inch. Plus, there's a nifty dark mode. Few gripes. No fancy light adjustments, no waterproof vibes, and the back feels a tad slippery. Might want to grab a case for grip. Got love for big fonts? Its 6-inch screen might have you flipping pages a lot, nibbling at that battery. But hey, its petite size means easy travel. While Kobo's Clara 2e is loaded with extras, if you're watching the pennies, this Kindle's a steal. It's gotta be on your list. Alright, drumroll, please. Taking the top spot is Kobo Libra 2. We gave it a gold star in our review, and trust me, it's still shining bright since our 2021 test. Basically, if you're thinking of getting an e-reader, this guy should be on your speed dial. Sure, a bunch of readers have that zippy e-ink Carta 1200 screen, but the Libra 2 is just on another level. It flaunts a beefy 32GB storage, most other mainstream buddies don't. Lightning quick screen refreshes and a battery that just won't quit? Check. That cool-off center design with handy page turn buttons? Perfect for single-handed reading during those busy commutes. And the 7-inch screen? It's the Goldilocks of sizes, just right. Oh, and it's poolside ready with IPX8 waterproofing. Wallet feeling light? In many spots, you can borrow books via OverDrive, saving you some moolah. Or dive into Kobo Plus for unlimited reading if you're in Australia, UK, US, or New Zealand. Plus, Kobo's got game with more file types, even that popular EPUB that Kindle's giving the cold shoulder. Want to switch up fonts? Load them up on Kobo, including that chic Bookerly from Amazon. There you have it, folks, the top 10 e-readers of 2023. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to like and subscribe, and we'll catch you in the next one. Happy reading.